Episode 1219, What Mom Taught Me.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Today is Mother's Day. I want to wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. For those of you who are praying for a child, those who have already been blessed with a child, those of you who are mentoring children, we all have impact. And today is your day. Happy Mother's Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I've got to tell you that when I was thinking about reflections for today and Sweet Spirit Sunday, I was troubled. I didn't know what I wanted to talk to you all about. I didn't know what I could really speak on or chat about. And I began to just wrestle with it. A mother's love is indescribable. Until you experience it from the depth of your soul, it's really hard to describe. Think about it. Whether you're a mom, like I said at the beginning, biologically, or you're a mom through adoption, or you're a mom who mentors, or maybe you're a spiritual mom. You matter. And on this day, we celebrate you. Happy Mother's Day. And so I thought it would be appropriate for me to talk a little bit about what my mom taught me. And I know, though, for some, I want to acknowledge those that maybe this day is a little bit challenging. Know that I'm praying for you. There are some hard times. And some of our moms maybe didn't treat us the way that my mom treated me. I was very blessed with an incredible woman, and she still stands by my side today. And I love that I can text her, or send her a picture, or pick up the phone at any moment, and I know she'll be on the other end. But I know not all of us have that experience. And so I want you to know that I am praying for you. And remember, we celebrate all of us as women because all of us are here. You are all worthy. Happy Mother's Day. Well, with all of that being said, I had to begin thinking and going back into time about growing up and what it was like to be a child again. And you know what? I don't know that I really would want to go back. Have you ever been asked that question, you know, if you want to go back to high school, would you? And I thought, no, maybe not. And when I started thinking about childhood, it wasn't that my childhood was bad. We didn't have, my father was not making tons of money. My mom worked outside the home. She was a teacher. She retired from teaching. That's been her lifelong, not just career, but really a dedication. And what she put into it, I got a lot out of it in just watching her. And so as I was thinking about it, I was, you know, truly frozen. No words. For me to be silent, now that's very spooky. And it's not even Halloween or a full moon. However, then it came to me. Mother's Day isn't about being a mom. It's a sacrifice shown, the lessons taught, the dreams inspired, the hope outstretched. And that's my mom, a noble woman, kind and confident, quiet and loving, fortitude and resilient. All of which she did her best to pass down to me. And she did this by simply being a role model, living out her day the way she desired me to become. You're worthy. This Mother's Day, though, I don't want you to find yourself comparing what other moms are doing. I don't want you to go and fan through your Instagram stories. I don't want you to look at your Facebook feed. I don't want you to even open up Snapchat. I want you to open up your heart for just a moment. And I want you to be vulnerable with yourself. Look at the blessings you have in being a mom, even the tough ones. Maybe you're caught in a season right now that you're like, there is no way I'm getting out of this one. I'm being challenged. These trials I don't want happening. I'm tired of being made fun of. I'm tired of people talking behind my back. I am just tired. And in fact, the word doesn't even describe it. I'm more than exhausted. I'm ready to give up. I want you to stop for a moment. I want you to open up your heart. And yeah, if a little tear is beginning to fill your eye, that's okay. Let it roll. Let it come down and wash away what you're feeling. Because you're not alone and you're worthy. You have many blessings before you. But I know as a woman, we get stuck in comparison. As a woman, we want to do things right. As a woman, we want control. But as a woman, we have to be a role model. And that is the challenge to all mothers today, wherever you fall on the motherhood spectrum. You are precious in God's eyes. You're precious in my eyes. And you see, my mom, we would be here for days upon weeks to months, me sharing with you what my mom has done for me. But one thing I do want to let you in on a little secret. She always told me to keep going, to never quit. She never saw the dead end, never saw a dead end. There was always a way around it. And I know that came from her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that she passed on to me. Now it's my turn to carry the torch. And I carry it very proudly. I don't always carry it well, but I try my best. But that's all God asks of us. He wants us to be our own unique us that He created. He wants you to be you and me to be me. He doesn't want you to get trapped and sucked into all the noise out there. Can you be aware of the noise? Can you see it? Yes, but you have to begin to say and look at what's really important and understanding that you are a role model every day. Happy Mother's Day. Just more pressure, right? But it's such an important badge of honor. We don't hear that word very often, except we do find it in the Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy mother. Honor. That word just sounds so surreal almost, because I think in today's world, we forget what honor really means. And today, I honor you, Mom. I lift you up. You're absolutely an indescribable woman. How cool is that? No one can describe you. Yes, you made it. You're in the Guinness Book of World Records because no one can put a word to you. That's honor, because you're that incredible. God has blessed you. And no, maybe you don't always feel like you're being blessed. Maybe you are trapped sometimes, but I want you to escape that for just a moment. Continue to open up your heart. I'm wrapping my arms around you right now and giving you the tightest squeeze ever. A big hug, a heavenly hug that says, I love you. You matter. Don't give up. There's never a dead end. There's always a way around it. Because with God, nothing is impossible. You are precious in God's eyes, and He knows your hurt. He knows your pain, and He also knows your celebrations. And today and every day, He celebrates you and the gifts that He's given you to take care of. A blessing most of the time. And then the other times, a challenging time just to stretch you a little bit. I want to share with you a Bible verse that I shared with you yesterday, Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You got them? Do you see the blessings right now? Now I want you to feel them in your heart. God loves you. You matter to Him, and all the work that you're doing, with every step that you're taking, you are on a journey to miles of greatness. He's training you up for something bigger than you can even imagine. So guess what? Love your journey because you are loved. Happy Mother's Day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.